that the storm has been listening.
WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Lydia, and this is Radio Cures. Up next. One moment.
Thank you. Roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
In the morning, laughing happy fish heads, in the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly.
A fish head anything you want to, they won't answer, they can't talk.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
I took a fish head out to see a movie, didn't have to pay to get it.
They don't play drums.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Roly poly fish heads are never seen drinking cappuccino at Italian restaurants with Oriental women.
Fish Heads by Barnes and Barnes.
Oh, if I had to use one word to describe that song, it would definitely be weird. I was feeling weird. Were you feeling
weird? I was
weird?
Also feeling weird. Like it just like, weird's the only word for
that really works perfectly, because I feel like everything we have prepared for tonight is sort of encapsulated by that same word.
What?
Would you agree with that?
What a statement. I think you're totally, completely right.
Right. I mean, before that, we heard She's As Beautiful As a Foot by the legendary Blue Oyster Cult. Another sort of mastery of lyricism there.
Yeah, truly. Like, I couldn't, Shakespeare couldn't write that.
I was thinking the same exact thing.
And then before that, you heard This Must Be the Place by Talking Heads. Fish Heads and Talking Heads in the same radio show.
Of course.
Never been done before.
Everything's intentional.
Exactly. Up next, we have Major Tom Coming Home by Peter Schilling.
Thank you. second stage is cut. We're now in orbit, stabilizers up. Running perfect, starting to collect requested data, what will it affect when all is done? Thinks Major Tom. Back at ground control, there is a problem. Go to rockets full, not responding. Hello Major Tom, are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on, we're standing by. There's no reply.
4, 3, 2, 1, Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling,
oh. Across the stratosphere, a final message, give my wife my love, then nothing more. Far beneath the ship, the world is mourning, they don't realize he's alive, no one understands, but Major Tom sees, now the light commands.
Floating.
That was Shiny Happy People by REM. And before that was In the Meantime by Space Hog. Those are both, I mean, I guess not super weird, but...
I think the most of the weirdness from that last one comes from just the idea of, like, describing people as shiny, happy people over and over again. I just think that's so wonderful. Because a lot of times I just feel like, you know, you walk by people and they just seem not shiny and not happy. And I think just describing people as that is just very wonderful.
And weird.
It's exactly. Wonderful and weird. Those are really synonyms when you think about it.
Yeah. In a sense, yes.
Wonderful, weird, and shiny, and happy.
And people.
Of course, and people.
That's such a good song. And I like listening to it in the spring when the sun is shining, but which is not happening right now, but...
Again, it's manifesting.
It's the manifesting. It's the
instrumentality. See, I think listening to this, like, in, like, 3 or 4 hours, I think because of that, the sun is going to rise. And, like, that wouldn't happen normally, but I think because of this...
But because we're listening to this and playing this...
Yeah, it's mark my words. Like, it's we'll going to come true. Like, we have no proof it's going to happen right now or not, but, you know.
But every day. But
yeah, keep an eye out.
Yeah. Up next, we have Merry-Go-Round by Wildman Fisher. And this one was requested by my dad, who was a college DJ when he was younger. And he said that whenever he got the 3 a.m. time slots, he would play weird songs like this. So that's kind of what this whole hour is about. But this one... This one was just an example of just a glimpse into his mind.
Yeah, and shout out the Barnes and Barnes Fish Heads.
Another glimpse into
Mr. Josephson.
Fish Heads was like on our playlist when I was little, like just mixed in with all the other songs.
Of course.
And so like it's not even a weird song to me. It's like that's just
a glimpse into how weird my mind is becoming. It's just a regular song.
Just a regular song to me. But yeah, that one's also really good, but I never know when to play it because like it's so strange. I can't just like put it on in the queue, you know, when I'm on aux.
Well, not with that attitude.
No. Okay. Maybe I'll start. We'll see. Okay, this is Merry-Go-Round by Wildman Fisher.
Come on, let's merry-go, merry-go, merry-go-round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Merry-go, merry-go, merry-go-round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Merry-go, merry-go, merry-go-round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Everybody's going merry-go-round. Let us go, oh, oh, up and down. Come on, let's merry-go, merry-go, merry-go-round.
Boop, boop.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Me and you, we can go merry go round. It's very easy, just go up and down. Come on, let's merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Everybody's going merry go round. Let us go, oh, oh, up and down. Come on, let's merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Merry go. Merry go, merry go round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Mary taught me to go merry go round. Now I'm going a merry go round. Come on, let's merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Merry go. Merry go, merry go round. I say let's merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Merry go round.
Good morning. morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm.
This is a message from Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Be a Big Brothers, Big Sisters volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or little sister ages 7 through 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. Who doesn't love that? To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS, that's 888-412-BIGS, or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Thank you.
You just heard Dr. Worm by They Might Be Giants.
Now, that song really has me thinking, like, you know, it's the age-old question, would you still love me if I was a worm? Mm. But I feel like it brings up another sort of counter question, would you still let a doctor perform life-saving surgery on you if they were a worm? Because I feel like that would complicate things a little bit more, but I'm just wondering what your take on that one was.
That's a really tough question.
Because I mean, feel like that's what They Might Be Giants, really the heart and soul of what they were getting at with that one.
They want you to think about that.
Tackling these tough questions that the listener needs
to
tackle.
So if I would let a worm operate on me?
Yeah, I mean, they are a doctor.
He's a doctor.
They're qualified, but like...
But wait, but they're not a real doctor. He said he's not a real doctor, but he is a real worm.
True. So then it really brings up the whole slew of questions with this.
Can a worm be a doctor? Can a worm be a real doctor? Like, really? what are the barriers in place there? Like,
well,
is it everything except
for,
like,
the lack of limbs probably is concerning. I mean, they have a smaller brain, but also they're longer. So maybe, like, it's like more brain per volume. So maybe they're actually more intelligent than us and we just can't understand them.
That's true. They can still get around with no limbs. Like,
Maybe even better, too.
Yeah.
If they needed, like, you know, we got to use all these tools to, like, you know, get behind organs and bones and stuff. But if you're a worm, you can just do that yourself.
That's so true. Wow.
You know, and it's just really, you know, I really want to thank They Might Be Giants, you know, like, for giving us these hard-hitting questions, because they make me think really hard.
Raising the topic, because people aren't ready for this conversation.
Y'all aren't ready for this conversation.
But it's time to talk about it.
It really is.
What is your take, John?
My take is that I just feel like if I walk in there and I see this worm who's clearly gone through all, he's gone to medical school.
He has the hat. That's what I'm imagining.
He has the stethoscope on as well. And you might think
on his neck.
He doesn't have ears. You might think a worm is entirely a neck. How does that work? He makes it work. And that's what's so magical about it. And I think that, like, I would see this, I'd be in utter awe and I'd be like, have your way with me, doc.
Exactly.
I think that'd just be like, I don't know. Like, and then I'd come out completely healed, rejuvenated and stronger.
Stronger because of it.
And my life would have been saved thanks to this.
By Dr. Worm.
Dr. Worm.
Wow. And he plays the drums.
Right?
That's pretty impressive. Like, the duality.
I want to know the logistics of that, but, you know, I guess it's more of his hobby outside of work.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it. Don't think too hard.
No, yeah.
He makes it work. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Like, he knows that even we're not ready for that conversation. So,
yeah. Maybe, you know,
one day.
Another 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay, up next we have Archie Marry Me by Always.
You look no sense of measure, no illusions as we take refuge in young man's pleasure, breaking down the dreams we make real.
I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Hey!
peaches. Move into the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country. Gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country. Gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a loose old twist. Squished a rotten peach in my fist. And dreamed about you, a woman.
First man in space on our street. I had to leave my wife and kids behind. It was a chance I could not pass up on. It was the journey of a lifetime. I threw away my packing up as they were waving me bye-bye. Sometimes all I need is the air that I breathe. And the air that I breathe is so thin I get high. And I'm floating like God in his heaven, high in the stratosphere. Darling, come quick, you can see our house from here.
Some burn up
All right, that was The First Man in Space by the All-Seeing Eye. Great weird vibes from that one, especially if you check out the album cover. It's very strange. It's like a jar of hard-boiled eggs, and the man's face is like in one of them.
That's extremely normal.
Yeah, it's normal to me, but like for the layperson, like maybe right. That like seems a little disconcerting.
I guess I could see that.
Just a glimpse into how egg my mind is becoming.
Of course. Before that, you heard Peaches by the Presidents of the United States of America, which John called out is false because they're not actually the presidents.
Yeah, there might be some sort of lawsuit that we could bring up against them. I don't know.
I believe them, though.
I mean, maybe it's like they're like fortune tellers. Like they know that in the future they're going to be.
Or so past.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's like,
you know, the secret. They were the ones who were really in charge, and the presidents were just figureheads.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Yes. And anytime the real president, or like the de facto president, was doing anything, that's when they had time to record all the music.
Exactly.
I think that's lining up a little bit, yeah.
I see some gears turning.
Me too.
And then before that, you heard Leave It by Yes. That's also a good one. We have one more song for you tonight, which is...
It is going to be Mr. Dabalina by Del the Funky Homo Sapien. This whole song, you just get the idea, he does not mess with Mr. Dabalina. He's not a fan. Calling him out every which way. It's just really hilarious. Love this one. Good one to end on.
Mm-hmm. All right, enjoy. And, of course, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, I know I'm drunk now. Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot my favorite man sitting over there. His name is...
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. 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 Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina, won't you quit? You really make me sick with your fraudulent behavior. You're gonna make me flip and then an army couldn't save you. Why don't you behave, you little rugrat? Take a little tip from the tabloid, because I know I'm not paranoid. When I say I saw you trying to mock me, now you and your crew are on a mission trying to hawk me. But it isn't happening, your fraudulent foes. You used to front big time, now I suppose that everything's cool since the style of apparel you adopted you used to make fun of, but now you wanna rock it. So you gotta kick it with the homies, but DEL is already hip to your cronies. Me and CMP has thought about this, and never have we seen a brother who would hover like Mr. Dabalina.
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
You thought you could fool me. Ooh, Mr. Dabalina. Cheech Wizard put me on a stuff and then he schooled me. Friends could be fraudulent, just you wait and see. First he was my money grip, then he stole my honey dip. Mr. Dabalina is a serpent, don't you agree? The little two-timer resembles Aunt Jemima with jeans and a dirty white hoodie. Seems like he wouldn't be a snake, or would he? Disguises come in all sizes and shapes. Notice the facade of the snakes. They all catch the vapes, even though last year there was GQ. Took a lot of time before the DEL could see through the mask. All I had to do was ask the Emperor and Kwame, and my man responded they were bomb, eh? Fraudulent foe with the strength of Hercules. The way you're on my dick must really hurt your knees. You need to take heed and quit being such a groupie. Ever since I did a little show in Guadalupe, I never saw a groupie like you. But what is funny is you wanted to be down with my crew. But DEL is not down with any clowns of justice, so I would suggest that you try to impress Uncle Fester, Dabalina. Because you don't impress me, Dabalina. The style of dress is not the key, Dabalina. It's all in the mind and the heart, so you should start by remembering you gotta pay a fee, Dabalina.